This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the pandemic continues to sideline many American workers, the federal government will release weekly jobless claim numbers later this morning. Last week's figure showing close to 3 million people filed claims in the preceding week. That made the total to over 36 million people since the pandemic began. Economist Mark Zandi tries to put things in perspective, saying he does expect another number in the millions.
When you're in the millions, that's just not a good place to be. We need to get down into the low couple hundred thousand, 300,000, somewhere in there, to start feeling better about how things are going.
Michigan's attorney general telling President Trump in a letter that he must follow his own administration's guidelines and wear a mask when he visits a Ford Motor Company factory near Ann Arbor today. He also says that if he was not to do so, he would be violating Michigan rules. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michigan's Midland County deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail, and it's emptied the Wixom Lake. Now 10,000 people or more remain out of their homes and businesses, and Governor Whitmer is urging President Trump to declare a federal emergency to help the response to the catastrophic event.
I know that the president is scheduled to come to Michigan. It is my intention that we will be able to give them a full briefing before they come into the state so that they know precisely what we're confronting.
As we mentioned moments ago, President Trump will visit Michigan today to tour a Ford plant that's now making personal protective gear. Former VP Joe Biden is polling higher than the president when it comes to the outbreak. According to the Morning Consult survey, Biden is more trusted than Trump on the issue by 42% to 35%. In the overall preference question, Biden has a 46% to 41% lead. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The issue of whether to allow all Texans to vote by mail during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak could go all the way to the nation's Supreme Court. Yesterday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a temporary stay to a U.S. district judge's ruling the day before. That judge had sided with state Democrats and some voters who have been suing for expanded mail-in voting options. The NFL is developing new helmets that would double as protection from the coronavirus. The NFL players Association medical director announcing he's been working on prototype helmets, saying some of them include a form of surgical or N95 mask material to help limit the virus's spread while players are on the field. Neil Young is still performing during the coronavirus lockdown. Of course, he's doing so virtually. The singer-songwriter has been doing those virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. And in his latest edition, he performed outdoors in what he called his Barnyard Edition, playing for a live audience of chickens, ducks, horses, and an alpaca.
Well, I see you give more than I can take. Well, I only harvest some.
You can watch it yourself at NeilYoungArchives.com. Look for Movie Night.
Or if
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Did she wake you?
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Live. It's after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Hanging in there, staying well and safe, I pray. As, you know, as they say, we continue to bend the curve. And, you know, kind of get back to life here ever so slowly. And you know what? I guess what we're finding out a lot of things, you know, when any organization or any system is put under pressure and stress, you really start to appreciate its core principles and really what it's made of. What is the DNA? I mean, this is what is starting to be exposed right now. And I think it's quite interesting that all this is happening in the face of the exposure of the deep state, FISA abuse and all in all, and maybe through this process, you know, maybe we're having a return to common sense. Horace Cooper joins us now, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Hey, Horace, how you doing? I think you're there. Okay, all right. Okay, here we are. We just got to hit the right button. So, hey, Horace, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was just saying to the audience that, you know, in light of all this, you know, COVID stress and pressure that we've been put under, it's really exposing and bringing, you know, people back to the core values of what we are as Americans. That this stress isn't breaking us, but it's really forcing us to take a ponderative look into, you know, what it is to be an American. And what I'm starting to sense, Horace, and you can tell me if you're seeing this, is that maybe there's a return to some common sense coming to this country.
Oh, you're absolutely right. One of the things that we are seeing is a separating of the kinds of behavior and mindset that has made America the exceptional place on the planet that it is, and those who have been really, really diligently trying to transform America into an entirely different type of place. We are the country where the impossible things are achieved and accomplished. We are a place when you're not looking for safety, you're looking for amazing opportunity.
Exactly.
And so even though in the middle of a pandemic and we've had to be serious in our response to it, you are right, we are seeing Americans all across the country come with creative and insightful responses. Just recently, the RV, recreational vehicle industry, announced that they are seeing an explosion explosion in interest on the part of Americans who still would like to have a summer vacation, still would like to be able to spend some time with their family, and they're getting requests for special designs of the vehicles so they don't have to be as big. They can be more portable so that you can take the vehicle into urban areas and look around and the like. My point in mentioning that is it's an example of how creatively America can respond instead of top-down mandates that come from Washington.
Exactly. And what also is being revealed here, Horace, is that, you know, the Kool-Aid that has been poured out by the deep state and the D.C. power brokers, people aren't going to the trough anymore. And suddenly they're getting clear-minded. And all these things that made common sense that you and I have been talking about for years, it's like, wait a minute, how do we get there? How do you believe John Brennan and the things that he was saying about Hillary Clinton that or Donald Trump, that Russia was for Donald Trump, and now we find out that he purposely hid the evidence that indicated, you know, against common sense, because you and I talked about this, going, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. I mean, here the Russians had their way with Hillary Clinton. Why would they want Donald Trump when they've got Hillary Clinton in their back pocket along with all the other stuff and God only knows what? I mean, true collusion and true quid pro quo happening between Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and Russia. Why would Russia want Donald Trump? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all.
So I want your audience to understand this. When the mainstream media and the left, and I'm being redundant, when they attack President Trump about anything, just wait maybe 72 to 96 hours and you will discover, oh, it's what they did.
Yes.
It's what Freud called projection. We are supposed to be afraid that our own president that we elected using our constitutional process is actually someone who is supported by Russia and Vladimir Putin. It turns out, as you just pointed out, wait a second, the evidence actually implies that it was Clinton that would have been far more pliable, far more useful, far more valuable. Mm-hmm. They attack Donald Trump, whether it's about the environment, whether it's about national security, whatever it may be, you just have to wait 72 to 96 hours, and then you'll discover, oh, it's them. They're the ones that are doing this.
But the problem, Horace, is meanwhile, the mainstream media, as you point out, has set the hook on a large number of Americans. I mean, you know, probably 50%. Let's just round the numbers. About 50% of the Americans are biting on the bait and the hook. And meanwhile, you know, the hook is secured in their jowls and their brain stops. And they're unable to see, you know, how ridiculous the statements are, whether it's from Brennan or even Barack Obama himself, Susan Rice. I mean, just go right down the list. The mainstream media, Adam Schiff, all this stuff, it just doesn't make sense. It's not adding up. But they're so fixed and emotionally invested into hating Trump that they can't even begin to open up their mind to consider any information that would enlighten them.
Well, I think social media, I think digital media, and I think some advertising are very, very likely that they are going to really impact the ability of these individuals to be accountable for what they're doing. When you see how many of these individuals in the Obama administration went on television and said, hey, we know for sure that there is evidence. We've seen it. We suspect it. And then, under oath, they went and said something exactly the opposite. As more Americans become aware of that, you're going to see those individuals say to themselves, ah, we have something we need to be concerned about.
And the unfortunate thing is because these statements, the truth is said behind closed doors, and I got to imagine those that were in the hearing of said statements and now hear the other statements on mainstream news or TV and that probably are aghast and going, wait a minute. And meanwhile, they can't say anything, right? Because they'd be violating the code of ethics, not to mention the law. And I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Horace after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Yeah, the operative pronoun there is we. It's we the people, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, as we were saying right before the break, America is in need of a modern-day Woodward and Bernstein on this whole situation, you know, between the FISA abuses, all this, you know, incredible amount of misinformation that has overwhelmed the body politic. But as you say, people being at home, it's kind of allowed them to get clear-headed. And I think in this evolution of clear-headedness, we're starting to return to some common sense and realizing what are we fussing and fighting about? This stuff doesn't make any sense when you look just, you know, on the surface of the weight and the preponderance of evidence, let's just say in the FISA abuse. I mean, I don't think you need to be an attorney to really figure this out. I think what people are seeing and getting frustrated over is, where is the remedy?
Exactly. One of the things that I think your audience is already beginning to perceive is that since they're at home, they're getting a direct control over the informational resources that they have, instead of them being pushed down their throats when they're at the workplace or when they're out at restaurants or even at the airport, like with CNN. They're getting a chance to select. And people like Molly Hemingway, people of the Federalist, Sarah Carter, Fox News, John Solomon, you're starting to see real journalists get information, bring it out, put it in context, and that's proving extremely revelatory for millions of American households.
Well, you know, you tripped on something as we were talking about, and I say tripped on it, it just seemed that way from my perception, is that, you know, with the airlines being closed, CNN, you know, that's the thing that's hard sometimes. And when I'm flying, you know, I'm forced to watch CNN, and it galls me. I mean, it's just, it's difficult. But they have lost all those eyes that would normally have been held captive at the airports, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My point about getting information through social media, getting information from your colleagues is, normally, I don't know about you, but I have a couple of relatives. They would send me an email that seemed like it came from a long chain of things. And I was so busy going here and there, I didn't have time to look at those things. Guess what? Now we have time, and people are sending around the truth, the facts. The evidence, the videos that are showing how people who claim to be representing the interests of America are actively undermining her.
Yeah, this is the disgusting thing, because we're paying these people lots of money to represent us, and they are misrepresenting us, and it begs the question, who are you serving? Are you serving me, the devoted citizen who pays his taxes, or are you serving yourself?
No, too many in Washington and too many in the state houses are interested in growing power, and they have forgotten that America is the place of the individual. I don't care if 35 or 45 or 55 or even 65% of Americans say they're not interested in leaving their home. They're not interested in going to a gym or a salon. What I'm interested in are those individuals who are interested in doing that, who are pursuing that, who are opening up their shops. And it is those individuals that are the ones that made what we see today as America, and that we take for granted. It wasn't the popular to make the rocket ship or nuclear power or even the cure for polio. It was the individual. And that's what America is, that place where an individual can achieve and do amazing things.
Horace, let me ask you, as a former constitutional law professor, I mean, this is thrown up, you know, sometimes I think, from the left, more as a scare tactic than anything. But what I am looking at here is really, what, in my perception, is a true constitutional crisis.
in the midst of all this? I mean, we're trying to decide, okay, are we going to have, you know, two rules of law, or are we still going to believe in the rule of law?
Okay, so now it's time for my advertisement. The National Center has put together a blueprint. It's called COVID-19 a Blueprint, and it's all about 54 different recommendations. And one of them is we've asked the Justice Department to actually set up a team that is going to monitor the unconstitutional encroachment on the American people, not just with churches, which I think that's very important and critical, but in all walks of life. When government is overreaching and they are creating the very constitutional conflict that you're outlining in your question, I want a team of people that will reach out, alert them that they're on the wrong side of our Constitution, and that if necessary, there will be court injunctions brought forward by federal courts.
Exactly. Well, and this, again, is all part of the common sense movement that's happening in our country, where people are waking up. I mean, I saw a video today, Horace, where an American citizen was being held down and given a vaccination against his will. I mean,
it is remarkable. It is remarkable how many times, how many instances the left chooses force and coercion over persuasion. Any good idea, you will be able to persuade people. Any bad idea, it's the sign that you can't. It's evidence of how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, all this is coming, and we're hearing all these different stories in the naked city of America, as you say, and people are connecting the dots here, and we're not feeling good about it, not to mention the fact that you've got these draconian blue state governors. I mean, Governor Whitmer, I mean, she's becoming the poster child for, you know, abuse of our Constitution and the rule of law.
Nancy Pelosi, Governor Whitmer, Mr. Cuomo of New York, you're seeing person after person where they're more interested in their pre-existing left-wing vision than they are in actually responding to the specific circumstances. And they're watching as their own citizenry say, I'm not consenting to this. I don't agree.
And at the top of all this that keeps recurring is the Michael Flynn story. Why doesn't the left want that to go away?
No, absolutely. As I said, the left is having revealed the lie that they've been telling by accusing this administration and its supporters of attempting to sell out America. And we're now discovering that it wasn't the Trump administration, it is those forces that were accusing them. You wait 72 to 96 hours. In this case, it's taken quite a while, nearly 2.5 years.
Exactly.
But the information finally does come out.
Well, Horace, gosh, I mean, Jerome Corsi stated this over a year ago on the show. He said, Bill, this is a coup. This is nothing short of a coup. And that was shocking to hear that we would have something like this. But this is where the roads are leading to, is that what's being exposed here was an attempted coup on a duly elected president. Now, what is America going to do about it?
Well, I believe that the evidence will show that they attempted to thwart the election, and in fact, they were so confident that the American people wouldn't select Donald Trump, they were willing to undertake what will be shown to be unlawful activities. And as we head into an election, America will be asked, which would you prefer? The same administration that violated rights, that abused the national security powers, and that's Joe Biden, or would you prefer someone who brought amazing, remarkable, exceptional prosperity and is willing to do it again?
Yeah, and some people,
it's an easy choice.
And some people would say that the 4 years that were stolen through this process ought to be given back to the people and back to this president. That might be part of the remedy as well. But they'll have a choice come November. Horace Cooper, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the pandemic continues to sideline many American workers, the federal government will release weekly jobless claim numbers later this morning. Last week's figure showing close to 3 million people filed claims in the preceding week. That made the total to over 36 million people since the pandemic began. Economist Mark Zandi tries to put things in perspective, saying he does expect another number in the millions.
When you're in the millions, that's not a good place to be. We need to get down into the low couple hundred thousand, 300,000, somewhere in there, and start feeling better about how things are going.
Michigan's Attorney General telling President Trump in a letter that he must follow his own administration's guidelines and wear a mask when he visits a Ford Motor Company factory near Ann Arbor today. He also says that if he was not to do so, he would be violating Michigan rules. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I'll tell you, Taiwan is blaming the World Health Organization's relationship with China for its failure to act on early warnings of human-to-human transmission of coronavirus. You know, again, we've had this as we were talking with Horace. America is waking up and realizing, yes, common sense does exist. I mean, these are things that we sensed and realized, and now we're starting to get the evidence to prove it to be so and realize the people that we've been paying money to, like the World Health Organization, that they've withheld information and have kept us in the dark. Taiwanese health officials alerted the WHO, of the infectivity of coronavirus in late December 2019, but the organization failed to report the claims to other countries. This according to Financial Times. I mean, so the information has been out there, and things that we've suspected more and more are being revealed, and I think it's a good thing, because like I said, I believe that it is ultimately connecting us back to our, you know, our common sense. Michael Berry joins us now. He's the general counsel for First Lady Institute, joined First Liberty in 2013 after serving 7 years on active duty as an attorney with the U.S. Marine Corps. Semper Fi, Michael Berry. Good to have you with us on the show. We've got lots to catch up on, particularly as it relates to, with this being Military Appreciation Month and all, we've got unlawful religious discrimination against our service personnel, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me on, and Semperfi to you as well. Yeah, you know, look, in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, when a lot of us, you know, we're doing the best we can, we need to be focused on keeping people safe and healthy, but also ensuring that our Constitution remains intact during that time. You've got an organization that has an anti-Constitution agenda out there called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which is a very misleading name, but they began attacking military chaplains for doing what chaplains do, right, which is providing hope and encouragement and spiritual guidance to members of our military, veterans, and their family members. And you know, for their troubles, they ended up getting attacked by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation for that. Specifically, what was happening was chaplains who were not allowed to conduct services in our military chapels because those chapels were shut down due to the quarantine orders. They began finding innovative and creative ways to share their messages. They did so via social media, via live streaming on the internet, and other technological means. And this Military Religious Freedom Foundation, for whatever reason, believes that when a chaplain shares a message of hope and encouragement, they can only do it in the four walls of a chapel. But that somehow if they go outside the four walls of that chapel and they do it on social media, they're now violating the so-called separation of church and state. I mean, that doesn't even pass the smell test. You know, that's absolutely ridiculous. But what's even more ridiculous than the argument is that the Army almost immediately raised the white flag of surrender.
Wow.
And told the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, yes, we'll take down those videos from Facebook. We'll take down those videos from the internet because we don't want anybody to be offended.
I mean, let's go back to the original question here. You know, for me, I mean, this has been going on forever. I mean, even in, you know, the general civilian market. How many people are we talking about being offended here?
Oh, I don't even suspect somebody's really offended. I suspect this is all just part of this organization's agenda, which is to, you know, as I've said before, it's an anti-Constitution agenda.
Exactly.
They call themselves the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, but they really stand for the eradication of religious freedom in our military. They want their own version of the Constitution, which they continue to you know, claim wrongly, but they continue to claim stands for the separation of church and state. And so they, you know, look, they're not very good lawyers, and they don't know the law. Mm-hmm. But what they are very good at is sending threatening letters to people. And so they threaten these military commanders and say, well, we will sue you if you don't do what we say. You know, just typical bully tactics.
Right.
And that's what's surprising to me, right? These mm-hmm. are brave men and women who have served in our military for years. And all of a sudden a bully says, hey, if you don't do what I, you know, if you don't give me your lunch money, I'm going to beat you up.
Exactly.
And they immediately, you know, capitulate. Like, what happened to our leaders?
Exactly. And like what? They've never anticipated that this question would come up. I mean, it comes up, you know, with regularity, this challenge. And my first question, I mean, you're the attorney, Mike. You know, where's their standing? You know,
there isn't. And that's what's really frustrating to me. And as you said, you know, I'm a constitutional attorney and a litigator. And I fight these fights day in and day out with First Liberty Institute. And, you know, the real problem here is that nobody is stopping to ask the question. Like, wait a minute, you know, are they correct?
Yes.
Right? These demands, are they correct? And the answer should be an immediate and obvious no.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, there have been some fights in the courts over the years over what chaplains can do. And almost every single time without exception, our courts have said, wait a minute, you know, first of all, our chaplains have a constitutional mandate. There's a case back in the 80s that threatened to completely eradicate the chaplain corps and the military. And the court said, no. They said, look, the Congress, because it has a constitutional obligation to raise an army and a navy and an air force and a Marine Corps, obviously, right, mm-hmm. to create the military, and because people are sent to serve in that military, you know, sometimes it's through conscription and at times in our history, and now it's through a volunteer force. But when they serve in the military, they get sent to faraway places where they can't just wake up on a Sunday morning, hop in the car and drive to their local church or synagogue or mosque or whatever the case might be. And I'll tell you, I served in Afghanistan, and that was exactly the case. On a Sunday morning, if I wanted to go to church, there wasn't anywhere to go. You know,
right.
I'm stuck on a forward operating base in the middle of nowhere. And so all you have is the chaplain. That's
exactly.
really all you have. So mm-hmm. that's what the chaplain is there for, is to ensure that our troops can continue to exercise and enjoy their First Amendment rights. And so when a chaplain is engaging in their duties to make sure that our troops have their First Amendment rights and their free exercise of religion, it's not only that they're allowed to do it, they're actually protected when they do it. Mm-hmm. The Constitution not only permits it, it protects it. And anybody who and there's actually federal law testified before Congress to ensure that our religious freedom for our chaplains remain strong and robust, and Congress responded by passing a law in two consecutive years that made sure the DOD understood when chaplains do what chaplains do, which is to share messages of hope and peace and faith and goodwill, et cetera, which includes coming from the chaplain's own religious worldview, you cannot do anything to try to censor them or retaliate or punish them for doing that. And yet that's exactly what we've seen happen here.
Yeah, it's happening here. It's happened before. My good friend, Dr. Chaps, he was a career Navy chaplain, and he ended up losing his pension over this because he insisted he believes in Jesus Christ, and that became a problem, you know, for the Navy at that point in time. But, you know, what First Liberty is doing here, Michael, and we want to encourage you to keep on doing this, is that there's got to be heavy pushback. I mean, serious forceful pushback on these commanders to understand what the rule of law looks like and that they cannot capitulate. They're just, for some reason, they didn't get the memo or something that they don't have a reference to be able to combat, you know, these attacks by organizations like the Military Religious Foundation, and they, you know, they beckon to their call. I mean, you know, it's got to be clear once and for all, because there's the majority of those in the military that want to exercise their First Amendment right.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and the old saying is there's always a bigger fish, right? And
yes.
So, and at First Liberty Institute, that's what we do, is we make sure that any leader that is going to have a knee-jerk reaction and kowtow and capitulate to, whether it's the MRSF or the Freedom From Religion Foundation or the ACLU or whomever, right, if you're going to do that, there will be a price to pay. We will hold you accountable. And if we can't hold you accountable individually as First Liberty Institute, we will find somebody who can, whether it's the Senate Armed Services Committee or a member of Congress or even the President, the Commander-in-Chief himself. There will be somebody who can hold you accountable. So you better think twice.
Exactly.
Trample over the Constitution.
Well, you got to give them hell, Mike. And what can we do to come alongside and help you out?
Well, the easiest thing is to go to firstliberty.org.
Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to a new partnership and a two-year process in Pakistan, the Tide Ministry is now sharing the hope of Jesus in the Pashto and Saraiki languages. In 2018, the Tide Ministry identified 4 unreached people groups in Pakistan that do not have gospel radio programming available in their own language. In 2020, God opened a door to take a major step forward by enabling our partner ministry to recruit ministry teams to record and broadcast radio programs in 2 of those languages. This is exciting progress and provides a vital outreach in this country where Christians and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity in Pakistan.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is sharing the hope of Jesus with listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
And we're back with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Real quick, want to remind you, and we're grateful for Mike Berry from First Liberty coming on the show. Go to firstliberty.org to get involved and push back against, what's being done to our military and their ability to exercise their First Amendment rights. Meanwhile, a total of 15 Republican state attorneys general, led by Ohio Attorney General David Yost, filed an amicus brief. Maybe my old Latin days confuses me, so I know I've heard it said both ways, but you know what I'm talking about. Amicus brief in support of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and Dave Yost is with us right now. Attorney General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And to put your mind at rest, Latin is a dead language. Nobody's ever heard it spoken. So amicus, you're fine.
Okay. Well, it's just the old altar boy in me comes out. So, that's what stalls me. But, we've been talking about this morning is the return of common sense to America. Many Americans across the country that I hear from, Attorney General, are just saying, what is it with this Flynn deal? This thing is done. I mean, why are they dragging this out?
Well, that's a great question, and it's at the center of the brief that we filed. Basically, the judge is trying to sit on the bench and at the prosecutor's table, and in our system of government, you don't get to do both those things.
Well, I mean, obviously this thing could really be prolonged. I mean, it's been prolonged much longer than is necessary to where this could be settled, if it needs to be, to go to the Supreme Court. I mean, this just seems like such an overreach and a movement of activism by this judge. He may be setting himself up for, impeachment or something, I would think.
Well, Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio yesterday announced that he was going to seek impeachment of the judge. Now, I don't know whether that's going to go anywhere or not, but it's certainly in the air.
Where we are in the process right now?
Well, at the moment, the prosecution and the defense, who are the two parties to the case,
yes,
have both agreed and asked the court to dismiss the case. Now, the rule does say that it has to be by leave of court, but the Supreme Court's already said you don't get to second guess the parties here. That's just to make sure that the prosecution doesn't indict you and dismiss as a harassing tactic. And that's the Supreme Court of the United States said that. It's been settled law for 40 years. But this judge has ordered, he's appointed another lawyer. So you've got the lawyers for the government, you've got the lawyers for the defense, and he's appointing another lawyer to come in and argue and say why what the parties have agreed they want to do to get rid of this dispute is wrong. And it's just absolutely, I've never heard of this happening in a criminal case. I was a prosecutor before I was the attorney general. And this is just extraordinary.
Yeah, it's quite ironic because Sidney Powell, who wrote, just an excellent book in License to Lie, exposing the corruption of the FBI, and Judge Sullivan was one of the heroes of her book. In fact, when she was on the air with me a couple of weeks ago, you know, she was just shocked. Of all judges, she just said, wow, this is way out of character, that she can't believe that he would act this way. But this seems like such an activist move and an obvious move that, you know, again, people of reason and common sense are wondering, okay, why are we putting Mike Flynn through this? And, of course, their standing is, well, he lied. You know, but I guess we're not supposed to ask why.
Well, and that comes to a fundamental problem. Our coalition of attorneys general that filed the brief were focused specifically on the abuse of power and the separation of powers. But let's talk about that for just a second. The crime that he's charged with is lying to the government, lying to the FBI, or making a false statement, to be a little more accurate. But what has become clear through several subsequent investigations and Attorney General William Barr has determined is they didn't have any reason, they didn't have any basis to be talking with him, Mike Flynn, when they did. So what's to prevent anytime the government wants to leverage Bill Martinez or Dave Yost or anybody else, any citizen in this country, they put you in a back room and start asking you questions that are uncomfortable that you don't want to talk about. Right. And you say something that they feel is incomplete, inaccurate. Maybe you honestly misremember something. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at 5 years in the federal pen for making false statements. We don't want to give the government the opportunity to haul any random citizen in and try to trap them into making a false statement. And that's the underlying unrighteousness that Attorney General Barr found in this case. So, yeah, you know, I don't like liars, and I'm not happy that Mike Flynn lied to the vice president. He got fired for it.
Yes.
Pro tip, don't lie to your boss.
Right.
but, you know, to be in jeopardy of your liberty in a criminal prosecution, I'm inclined to agree with the Attorney General Barr. The government did not come to court with clean hands on this one.
Exactly. Well, an extension to your pro tip about lying to your boss, this is the problem, is once you lie, you start to, you know, it's that web of deception that begins forming and it gets out of control. And, you know, possibly here he is in jeopardy. He knows he's already lied. And, you know, as Dinesh D'Souza said that he found out when he went to jail himself, he says is that the cons never give up the lie. You just have to keep lying, and it just keeps on building. And maybe for Mike Flynn, I don't know what was in his heart at the time when he lied to the president and vice president. You know, but this is, I think, a lesson for all of us to look at, to say this is what happens when you lie. One lie leads to another. I've never known where a lie stops with only one incident. Do you?
Well, that's a good point, it goes back even farther than Shakespeare, but that famous line about practicing to deceive.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what happens, and we've been loaded with deception. And I think, one of the benefits of this COVID-19 experience, Attorney General, is that it's forced us to hit the pause button, and it's caused us to enter into a bit of a meditative state to say, what the heck has hit this country? And this thing's out of control, and we're looking at these things through a purview of common sense, and it just doesn't add up. You know, what has been done. And of course, what we're seeing with Flynn is the tip of the iceberg of some deeper problems that we have, regarding our Constitution and what seems to be, two levels of justice in our country that seem to be in operation.
You know, Justice Scalia used to say that it's not the Bill of Rights that makes us free and protects our liberty. It's the separation of powers. And the inability of any actor in our government to get enough power to become a tyrant. And that's really what this case is about. It's the separation of powers between the executive and the judicial branches. And, what the Constitution has put asunder, let no judge join together.
And I was asking another constitutional attorney earlier and a law professor. I said, it seems that we are coming to what even the Democrats have said for years and trying to avoid a constitutional crisis. But it seems like we're right here at the brink of an incredible constitutional crisis, which I'm not afraid of. I think it's going to be a good thing because out of this, as you said, in terms of separation of powers, you know, the lines need to be redrawn. People need to be put back in their place and order needs to be restored.
Absolutely. And that's true in a lot of situations, whether we're talking about the overreach of the judiciary or we're talking about the unlawful delegation of authority from Congress to the executive and these administrative rulemakings. There's a lot of challenges to the separation of powers. It's time for us to shore up that important framework, that bulwark of liberty.
Mm-hmm. Dave, since you delivered the amicus brief along with 14 other attorney generals, have there been other AGs across the country who said, look, I want to come alongside and be a part of this?
I have heard a number of people that said they wish they had had more time because we turned this around very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's this particular issue, it's kind of a sad thing. Everything is seen through the lens of the president. And if you like the president, then you're on one side of this issue. And if you don't, you're on the other. But I think all Americans ought to be worried about what the judge is doing in this case and ought to be calling for the separation of powers to be upheld.
Well, and I think it's important for what the 15 AGs have done on behalf of the American people. Like you said, you're drawing the line and calling it out. I mean, the mainstream media is not. I mean, it's just happening with impunity, and this needs to really be called out for the danger that it is. And thank you. Thank you for leading the way with these other AGs to do this on behalf of the Constitution and the American people.
It's good to talk to you, and it's an honor to serve.
Well, we appreciate Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost right here on Bill Martinez Live. Attorney General, thank you for your time. Be blessed. Take care.
Thank you.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter?